Most of it. Most of it. I was pretty impressed. They looked pretty good. Watched a few of their games too. Just going from, almost the Atlantic game until now. I mean, they're probably one of the most improved, offenses, if not teams, in the NFL. So it was fun to watch, definitely. I mean, I wasn't just watching it as a fan. I was kind of, obviously thinking about playing them next week. So they look pretty good.
How similar what they're doing to what Peyton did in the Indianapolis when you were looking at stuff is pretty similar?
Some of the stuff carried over. I mean, what he did, but, again, it's a different offense. But obviously they're going to, and they have been, integrating the two.
How much more does he challenge you mentally as a corner when he's making all his checks to kind of try and predict what he's doing?
Makes your job harder. Obviously, with certain quarterbacks, for the most part, you could, kind of just line up and just say, whatever, figure out what we're doing, But with him, you can't, you really show your hand too early. A lot of teams, try to show their coverages late against him, which is obviously what you want to do. And, sometimes he's, he still knows. He kind of obviously is big in the film room, knowing about, certain guys and certain, what kind of position they're in, kind of telling what coverage they're going to be in. So, something we got to be smart about. Sometimes it's guys, sometimes not. It kind of, helps that we have some guys that have been in the NFL for a while, that played against them a couple of times, and that, are savvy enough to do that.
After four neck surgeries and a year off, is he the same as ever?
I would say so. I mean, it's hard to say, that he's not. I mean, he's been doing well. They've been putting up a lot of good numbers. He's spreading the ball around to, both the receivers, the tight end. Again, he's getting some catches. I don't know how the numbers compare, but, as far as he looks on film, I think it's pretty damn close.
Receivers are younger than you had in India. Is that more challenging, or does a less experience come to play?
It's just a different, just different. I don't know if it's more challenging or not. Obviously at Indy, he had a couple Hall of Famers over there. But they're talented in Denver. Like I was saying, they got a lot of balls thrown their way. They're making a lot of good contested catches. And it's just something that, going into the game, we got to realize.
Is it just having Peyton that's made Demaryius Thomas so much better? Has his game really improved?
Well, I think he's talented to begin with. And then obviously anytime you can put, a quarterback like Peyton Manning under the center throwing the ball to him, definitely makes him that much more better. But, I mean, I think even without – Peyton Manning, he's definitely a talented young wide receiver, but Peyton definitely makes him better for sure.
Do you have a personal Peyton story or memory from facing him?
Oh, I do not. Nothing that kind of just stands out. Almost every play, obviously he does a lot of checking. You almost feel like he just draws it up right at the line of scrimmage. But no, really, nothing that really glares out. No.
A lot of great quarterbacks in this league. What's unique about him?
I think, only him and probably maybe one or two other guys, maybe with Brady, guys like that, like I was saying earlier, they kind of just draw it up at the line of scrimmage. They know what kind of routes beat certain coverages, and, they go after that. So that kind of separates him from, from the bunch. And obviously he's been around for a while, so he's seen, almost everything. So, I mean, you can disguise, but, probably what we're going to try to do, he may have saw it before, last week and, years before. So we just got to go out there and really out-execute, which is, hard playing against a player like him.
He was in Indianapolis. He did a lot of gyrations, calls, I mean, a lot of it was probably false chat or whatever. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem to be doing as much of it in Denver because, obviously he doesn't have as many guys that have been around as long. Mm-hmm. But just a lot of the stuff he does in the line of scrimmage is just false stuff.
I'm sure some of it is. That's why, I never really been it, especially when you're going against, the older, more veteran quarterbacks. Some of that stuff you can't really pay attention to, because, they know what they're doing. And, they're smart enough to realize that, sometimes that we pick up on it. And maybe they'll just call it and it means nothing. And then we play what we think is coming and then it's a big play. So, with veteran quarterbacks like that, you can't really – go off of what they say too much because sometimes they can get you.